Her?
And if it was a man, was that John on the phone? You'd say, yeah, that was...
him.
And if it was two people, you'd say that was...
them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, well, he's not as tall.
As I am.
But I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And he can do that better than...
I can.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's... if it belongs to me, you'd say it's...
it's yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say...
it belongs to both.
Or it's...
ours.
And if it belongs to them, then it's...
belongs to them.
It's... it belongs to them, so it's... it's not ours, it's...
no, it's not ours.
It's
theirs.
Theirs.
And if it belongs to him, then it's...
his.
And to her...
it's hers.
And say if you were, if a whole group of people had been over to visit you and they're fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope...
they'll come back.
Or you're talking to them, you say, I hope... what, come back again, I hope.
Yeah, I'd say they'll come back. I hope they'll come back again.
Uh-huh. Would you say you to them, or you all, or...
yeah, I'd say you all. If they had more than one, I'd say you all.
Sam, if there was a group of people at your house and they were fixing to leave and you're asking about all of the coats, you know, you'd say, well, where are...
your coats?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say you all's coats or y'all's coats?
I'd say you all's coats.
Okay. And say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to and you wanted to know who had gone, you'd ask, well...
who went?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say who all went?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
I'd just ask them who all went.
Uh-huh. Say if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family. You were asking about them, you'd say, well...
there's a group of them. I'd say there's more than one of them.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say who all's children are they? Or?
Yeah, I'd say who all's children are they.
Uh-huh. Say if someone had made a speech that you hadn't been able to hear and... you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said. You'd say, well...
well, I did all of them.
Uh-huh. You'd say, well, did he say? You'd say, well, what? Would you ever say, what did he say, or what all did he say? Or?
What all did he say.
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
them. They say.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say, he better do it.
He said.
And something, say if you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, the horse walks in the furrow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're plowing with two, they don't walk in the furrow. They walk on each side of the furrow.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a lead horse or nigh horse? Or?
Yeah, a lead horse. You put one in the lead where they was out there with a pulling a log or something or other. They'd put one ahead and put him, say, in the lead.
Mm-hmm. How many horses would you have hitched up then?
Well, two or three. Mm-hmm. Then three.
So the lead horse would be in front of the other?
Yeah, it'd be in front of the other.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say you wanted to...
get them ready.
Or put the... what?
Get on.
Uh-huh. And something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
anywhere.
And you say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little...
piece.
And say if you'd been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
long ways to go.
Okay. Did you ever say a fur piece?
Do what?